Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I wonder, do you agree with Peter Hitchens when he says it's time to shut down the vast, arrogant monster that our police forces have become? He's got this article in the Mail today. I completely agree with him, and we're going to have a chat about that now. We're going to talk through some of the things Hitchens saying. We're going to talk about, is this the right direction we should be going in? Or do you think our police forces do a good job, but, you know, one hand's tied behind their back? I wonder what you think. But what Hitchens thinks is quite interesting. So he's saying basically that we now read that it's not just the Metropolitan Police, for example, who have been condemned to special measures. They've been put in special measures along with, I think, seven other police forces around the UK. So this is basically an admission of complete constitutional or complete operational failure on behalf of these police forces around the UK. And Scotland Yard comes, the fall of Scotland Yard comes after, you know, the years of leadership of Cressida Dick, who, of course, is a Liberal darling, an absolute lovey. They wanted her in the position so they could have their first female Met Commissioner. And as a consequence of her being the first female Met Commissioner, the Met is now in special measures, essentially a failed police force. And we know that it's a failed police force because we know that in London, but other places as well, crime is out of control. Not only that, but the police aren't that interested in crime. No. The police's main priority is, for example, checking your Twitter, checking to make sure you're not saying things that might hurt somebody's feelings somewhere. That's what the police are about. The police are also about, of course, if you do 31 miles per hour and 30 miles per hour speed limit area, they're about making sure that you suffer. They're about things like that. They are no longer about issues such as preventing crime. And that really is the only purpose in having the police. And if you want to get to the position, which is where Hitchens is arguing in this, if you want to get to a position where you have a small regional police force or local police force, really, focusing on the needs of the local community, which basically is about sensible, on the beat bobbies, making sure that they have a physical presence in areas, and it's all about the prevention of crime. And then if crime does happen, it's about hunting down the culprits and bringing them to book. If you want to do that, you've got to get rid of the system we have at the moment. The system we have, you know, these large regional police forces, like we've got, for example, in Northern Ireland, they're completely detached from the needs of the local community. Now, they are very active. I'll give them this. They are very active on social groups. They're big on Facebook. They're big on other social media structures where they're continually giving us advice about this, that, and the other. But you see, I would rather they weren't doing that and that they were actually physically all the time out there making sure that the bad guys don't get the chance to break into our houses and sort of steal our goods. This is what they need to be doing. They also need to considerably reappraise the sort of people that they recruit. I mean, yes, we've seen some of the really bad individuals, such as Metropolitan Police Officer Wayne Cousins, who was jailed for the kidnap, rape, and murder of Sir Everard, a serving police officer. And it's not been the first time this has happened. There's Peter Hitchens is right. There is a deep endemic rot in policing. And I'm not sure how you get rid of it without basically scrapping the system. So Hitchens is right. The policing system that we have, the structures that we have, need to be torn down. We need, we need to have radical reform. Now, is there a political will to do that? I don't think so. I think the political elite are very happy, and as we saw during COVID, they see the police as essentially the local enforcers of the New World Order. So they're the people who will stop you leaving your home in lockdown. They're the people will stop you going to the local park. They'll do things like that, absolutely guaranteed to do things like that. In the event if the government declared a climate crisis, they'd be the people stop you getting in your car. They could do that, but they can't stop a burglar getting into your home. No, they can't do that. Or the drug dealers selling their foul goods on our streets. Oh, no, they can't do that. No. Or some of the the great violence that goes on within our inner cities. No, they can't do anything about that, because that would be racisms. Can't do that. And you see, and this is how the regressive left have essentially made policing toxic, in my opinion. And that's why, yes, every day we open the press and we see instances of where the police continue to fail. And it's not the fault of every serving police officer. I think that would be wrong way of looking at it. I've got family who are in the police, so I get to hear about what goes on. And I think, you know, some police officers do a very, very hard job for very, very little thanks. And, they're dealing with the worst of society. They really are. Be under no illusions. It's not a glamorous job. It's a tough job. But my argument is, yes, but the structure that they're operating within, that's where the problem is. It's essentially a political structure, and that's what's wrong about it. Police should be answerable to you and to me. We're the people who pay their wages. There should be a direct relationship between them and us. That doesn't exist because the policing organizations are big, they're vast, they're bureaucratic. I mean, they're focused, for example, on during this month of June, demonstrating their credentials, their loyalty to pride. They're things like that. We saw them, some of them taking the knee to Black Lives Matter. These are the things that have made the police a laughing stock. And because the police are a laughing stock, no one takes them seriously. Not the law abiding, and certainly not the law breakers. So I think Peter Hitchens is absolutely right. It's really time that we tore the policing structures down and started back again, something much closer to that which Sir Robert Peel initially introduced. Thanks so much for listening.